Welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu, Bright Light Purpose Driver, and your number one purpose and productivity coach. Each week, you will learn how to own your mind and body and make it work for you on your life's journey. I want to show you that while you may not always have control over external forces, you can create your own pathway to fulfilling your God-given mission. And it all starts with your mind. Hi guys, welcome to the Switch On Podcast. My name is Adora Lumina Mbelu and I'm running this success series for the next couple of days. It has been a beautiful experience just being able to share, and today is day 8. If you haven't caught up with the rest of the episodes, please go ahead and catch up with those. Day 8, we're going to be talking about doing it afraid. Let's talk about the big elephant in the room first of all. If you've been creating and sharing digital content over the years using IG Live, creating video content, teaching courses, engaging your community, right now you might face a bit of anxiety, right? And or anger, right? One global event has pushed everyone and their mama into your space. So you were thriving in your space and all of a sudden everyone has moved in and it just feels overwhelming. These people have found your cheese, your source. It's annoying. It's really annoying. And so you say to yourself, you know what? Maybe when this whole quarantine and, you know, all this stuff ends, maybe people will go back to their normal lives. And then, you know, I'll be able to be heard again. The marketplace won't be saturated. People will see me. People will hear me. First of all, nobody is going back to their normal lives again. So forget that. Digital content is going to grow exponentially. People are going to create. People are going to promote. People are going to, you know, make things happen. People who seem less qualified than you are going to quadruple their communities. People are going to get investors. People are going to have better networks and they're going to host IG live sessions that you only dreamed about. Okay. All this amazing stuff that you've been diligently building over time. People are going to copy it and paste it, and then they're going to find someone to finance it, and they're going to scale it exponentially. So now that I've hopefully shattered your table, I need you to understand three things. The first one is that it is not your space. You do not own any space. We're all renting. Okay? You're a journeying spirit, as we all are. You're passing through this world. So don't become so attached that you cannot function optimally. That cheese is not your source. It is a byproduct of your source. You need to know who your source is and what your source is. Okay. Number two is that if you are in alignment with God's purpose for your life, if you're in your rhythm, you will thrive regardless of whether 1 million people are doing the same thing. Just do your work and let time do its work. You cannot control time. So let time do its thing. The next thing is for you to be open to collaboration. This is the worst time to work in silos. I say this, right? It's the time to cross-connect. Don't worry about, oh, if I tag someone, people from my community will discover them and it will move people into their community too. It will not lessen your influence, I promise. Okay, do it afraid. You may not have the same resources that other people have, but that's okay. You have something. You have a gift. You have an idea. You have access to learning the skills that you require to bring this idea to life. So start where you are, start with what you have, okay? And just keep moving, do it afraid. Now I want you to do this, okay? Get out of that funk that you're in. You're a Jedi warrior and I want you to continue building. Remember that you're prepared for this. Like you, everything that you've done in your life has brought you to this point where you are prepared for this. It just came in a different way than you envisioned. Okay, it's a great time to be alive, guys. Great time to be alive. And I love you. I can't wait to catch you on the next episode.